Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
It's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hello, Aston Villa fans, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. I'm in the podcasting boudoir at the moment, but as you can see, Paddy has a lovely sunny Brighton sky behind him because Paddy is going to the game in the Amex tomorrow. And we said it'd only be rude not to pop on to have a little chat about Villa versus Brighton, the game that could send us into the Champions League, Paddy, based on other results.
Well, that's why I'm here. That's what I've waited all these years for, is to see us play at the top table again, and hoping that job will be done tomorrow by both ourselves and by Liverpool. And I will be very, very happy if that happens. And you might not come home for the week.
That'd be nice. Well, no, not nice that you wouldn't come home for a week. It'd be nice to be able to, make that decision after the game and see what happens. But it's a quick turnaround from a mentally sapping game on Thursday. Spend a small little bit of time. We can't spend an awful lot of time in this preview for various reasons. You've only about 10% battery in your phone, which is number one, and I've got kids asleep, so I could be beckoned at any moment. But you were in Villa Park Thursday night, Paddy. Very quickly, talk to us about it.
Well, look, I suppose the only positive that I can come up with at this stage is that we're still in it. And for me, who's normally quite negative at these type of things, to say that means that I saw a weakness within the squad, which could mean that we could get at them in, and I believe that we can do it. 100%, I believe we can do it. It was a tough game, it was a tough night, but I do believe when Emi Martinez back with a little bit more structure and 4 days training, focusing on these guys, it's going to be tough, it's going to be warm out there, but you have to believe that Emery would have a plan to at least put us back in the game. And I'm not overly down on the whole thing. Obviously, I would love to be in a much better position coming into this game, but we're not. So look. If we can get Champions League football, I think that will make this an incredibly, incredibly happy season, regardless of what happens in Europe. And to get a European semi-final, to get Champions League football, I think everybody would be very, very happy. But my overriding emotion after Thursday night is just happy that we're still in it. It could have been a whole lot worse. It could have been a whole lot better too. But for some awful decisions from the referee as well, which I'm not going to go down the road because we don't have the time to do that. So we're, hopefully we get a little bit more of a rub of the green, let's say, on next Thursday, because your man was absolutely shocking on Thursday night.
I agree. There was some very, very strange refereeing decisions there as well on Thursday night. But where I suppose that game on Thursday night sees us, and what state it sees us, I suppose, against Brighton for tomorrow, Paddy, is could you guess how many more injuries than us do Brighton have currently, Paddy?
I met a guy earlier on who was telling me they literally are struggling to put a team on the pitch. So I would imagine it's probably five or six more players than we have, is it?
It's one, Paddy.
Oh,
it's
really?
One.
Okay.
Actually, sorry, no, it's two because Adam Lallana isn't listed on this. First team players, Adam Lallana isn't listed on this list that I have. Right. So there's two more injured players. Now, conversely, Emiliano Martinez and Yuri Tielemans are listed on this as well, and there's a potential they may play. I'm just looking at who scored here. But the reason I wanted to bring that up is not that, oh, Brighton don't have that many players out. They have literally any player you can think of, bar Danny Welbeck, that scores against us habitually for Brighton is out tomorrow. Solly March is out. Tariq Lamptey always has his game of the season against us as well. Usually at right back, he comes on for 20 minutes and makes some blistering run down there. Milner is out. There, Van Heek, Hinchelwood are out. Purvis Estupian is out. Mitoma is out. Evan Ferguson is out. Huge. Players for them are out. Now, conversely for us as well, you know, we're not going to see, it's unlikely I think we'd see Yuri Tielemans, but we might have Martinez back. But so for me, it's going to be a really, really young squad for Brighton tomorrow. I'd imagine we're going to see Lewis Duncan there. Your man Julio is probably going to be beside him. The young guy that they picked up from Baca, Valentin Barco, really, really good player, but hasn't really hit the ground running for Brighton so far. He's been kind of thrown into the wolves. He'll probably be at left back, and then they'll have that young guy Ofaya as well in at right back. So, you know, their back line is going to be heavily, heavily tested, I think, tomorrow, Paddy. Do you think that Unai Emery resists the temptation to go with... I don't know why, and I woke up this morning with this in my head, and I know it's kind of very, very, very... how would I put it? It's unlikely. But
that fella,
he needs to pull out the choke on his motorbike there, Paddy. That York was
didn't sound too healthy, did it?
Didn't sound too healthy, yeah.
I think the bigger decision that needs to be made here is if he rests any Martinez or not. And for me, given what's ahead, if there's any doubt about his fitness, I wouldn't risk him. And that's not to say that I have total and utter faith in Robin Olsen. I don't. But he's not a bad goalkeeper. He's not going to be the cause of us losing tomorrow. So if it was me and there was any doubt, I would rest Emi Martinez, because we are going to need his calm and influence on Thursday more than tomorrow, I'd imagine.
If he goes with him, Paddy, would you be okay with Diego Carlos going back to Langer out goal kicks? Like, I'm talking Sunday League style. There's something that I just look at that and I just go, fair play. You think he's a good goalkeeper, but you have someone else take the kick outs because he's a dodgy leg. I don't know. It's obviously not going to happen, but to see that in the Premier League always makes my heart sing, because I'm like, they're just humans like us.
Yeah. Well, you're finding a lot of fullbacks taking goal kicks anyway, be it from the corner of the box and pass to the keeper, which seems to be the new trend. So it just creates that extra angle in the triangle if somebody is there. So it's happening an awful lot anyway. And hopefully we won't be under that much pressure against Brighton that we do have to anger it up the pitch to, well, if it is John Duran and Ollie Watkins, so be it. But look, that's a viable option tomorrow, I think. It might be a case that he chooses to rest a few legs after Thursday night. We don't know how the legs are. He gave his press conference very, very early, given the fact that it was, 16 hours after the game finished. After a warm down and a rub is only really how you know exactly how the players' legs are and how their body's feeling after it. So. It'll be interesting to see what type of team he puts out tomorrow. We're all a little bit excited at what the day could possibly deliver, because obviously we got to do our own job. And wouldn't it be nice to head into Thursday knowing the Champions League is secured, and then we can go balls to the wall on Thursday.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that. I think he's probably going to bring Carlos back into the team, Paddy. That's spoiler. I mentioned it there a moment ago. I think he probably brings Carlos back in and plays Kanza right back. Do you agree? Just he seems to do that away from home.
Yeah, he believes that's a little bit more solid at the back. Whether he needs to do that tomorrow is I'm not too sure. The few people I spoke to here reckon the Brighton team are already on the beach. They're happy with their lot. They've staved off any problems with the change of manager. They've had a decent enough season and they're happy with what they have. And if they can get them all into the end of the season now and get a good rest for them, and I think they'd all be happy enough. So for that reason, I think they're there to be taken tomorrow. I don't mean a similar result to what we got earlier in the season. You know, I'd quite happy go there and take a 2-0 or a 3-1 or something like that. But I'm expecting us to win tomorrow. I think it's important to get this job done and out of the way, and let Liverpool work their magic in the afternoon and make us all very happy. But I do believe what the guys were saying about Brighton being on the beach. There's very little for them to play for. Obviously, an extra place gives you what 2.5 million at that level of the league. So I'm sure their owners won't be too happy if they rolled over and had their bellies tickled either.
No, I don't think so. And I think there are questions. I think they've got a huge, huge, huge summer ahead. I think there are huge questions over the squad. I think there's huge questions over, which is strange to say considering the amount of injuries they've had and the amount of young players. But I think their manager ain't going to stick around. I think if he gets an offer from a club in Italy, he's a bag packed at the door, to be honest with you. But that's just my view. I've no concrete evidence to go on. But I think he does. And yeah, look, I think the club will... I think the club will be, I think there'll be a lot of phone calls made, I think, in and around Brighton this summer for various different reasons. Not during crisis or anything, don't get me wrong. I just think there's going to be interest in a lot of their young players. And, you know, with two I think there's going to be a managerial change. I think De Zerbi's going to look to go. If that happens, then I think that that there could be a small bit of flux for the club. There won't be any danger or anything like that, but... it's just going to be an interesting one. Anyway, going on, Paddy, a lot of people here are saying Joe Gauchy in goals tomorrow instead of Robin Olsen. I would be absolutely flabbergasted. I would be white pale in the face if that was the case tomorrow. Not because I don't think that Gauchy's any good, or not because I think Olsen is good. It's just because I just don't think it's going to happen. I think I would be really shocked if that was the case tomorrow, Paddy. Yeah, I think we're more likely to see Martinez in goals than we are to see Gauchy.
I think so too. I think he'd probably, once there's no danger, he'll start with Martinez tomorrow. And I said it to somebody earlier on today. I think when all is done and we go to Crystal Palace on the final day, we might see Joe Gauchy in goal.
Oh yeah, I think that might be the case. Yeah. I think there's a possibility we might see him before the end of the season for sure. Yeah, I think that's for sure. And a couple of other people, Paddy, are saying that start young Tim tomorrow. I don't know, is what I would say. And I know your views on it. You don't think he's fully ready yet, but I think sometimes maybe the only way to get ready is to start playing games at this level. But I just don't know tomorrow and all that's riding on it is the day to bring in Tim. Now, a lot of people are saying play him in a midfield three, play McGinn out on the right-hand side, play Tim in beside Dougie, and maybe play Morgan Rogers on the left-hand side or Zaniolo as well. Look, it could happen. I that one wouldn't blow me over with a feather, no, like if Gauchy was started. It could happen, but I think that he's going to go with a normal enough team tomorrow and then take players off as when is needed. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you there. I think it's a case of we have to be professional too. We have to get this job done. We have to heat the pressure on Spurs. If we go out and lose tomorrow, that gives Spurs a little bit of impetus to go and attack Liverpool, because they've obviously got another day in the sun to fight if they beat Liverpool. So let's put our trust in what the manager is doing. I definitely don't see Gauchy. I wouldn't be surprised to see young Tim, but it's not the time for a total experiment either.
I know what you mean when you say experiment. I don't think it's an experiment, but I think to me it would be a case of maybe resting somebody. It could backfire, is what I'm saying. It could backfire on him, and that's
of course.
I'm a Tim fan. Don't get me wrong, but. there's just financially, I think Unai Emery will. And do you know what? Let's talk about it. The club are probably talking about this, going, lads, we get into the Champions League financially. Fuck it, that's great. We'll probably do another podcast about the club and the fact they're voting against certain rules and they're proposing certain rules as well. I don't really care about that. I think each club should look out for their own. And I think Villa have put their cards on the table years ago and said, we're looking out for our own here. We're looking out for ourselves. You know, we want to progress here. And I find it difficult to be against that, Paddy, if that makes sense, because for years a lot of other teams were voting in their own interest previously as well, and now Villa are doing it because they're being lumped in with other clubs, and it seems like it's been portrayed as a bad thing. But Villa can afford it. We've got owners who are going, we're willing to front up this money, we're willing to lose this money, you know, and we can still financially keep this club stable. So I don't know. It's a tricky one, but we'll talk about it again in at a later date. But I think Champions League will be a great shot in the arm for Villa from that point of view, for 100% sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of things we'll play with that, and a lot of questions need to be answered, I suppose, more than us give our untrained comments on why that decision was made during the week. But the most important thing is that we do it on the pitch and trust what our owners will do off the pitch will make us stronger in that department too.
Paddy, just a little bit here. Birmingham are 0-0 with Norwich. Plymouth are 1-0 against Hull. And we're Blackburn are 0-0 with Leicester. So currently, as things stand, a goal in the Blackburn game for Leicester, our goal in the Birmingham game for Birmingham keeps Birmingham up. So just for anybody who's interested in that, by the time a lot of people watch this those games will be over and it'll be old news. But for those of you watching it here at the moment, Blackburn are just outside the drop zone at the moment, but a Birmingham goal will bring them above Blackburn on goal difference. So Blackburn need to get their finger out here. If for those of you who want Birmingham to go down, Blackburn need to get their finger out here. Or Norwich do, one or the other. But Johnny Rowe is coming for Norwich.
I'm honestly not too bothered about what happens in the Championship, but I've got five DMs while I've been on this podcast going, why am I not at Brighton and Villa Women today? And just to tell people how much Brighton obviously care about their women's team, they play 30 miles from here in a place called Crawley. And I didn't arrive in Brighton till nearly 4 o'clock this morning. So to have to travel again to Crawley would have been absolutely madness. So I had no idea why the game was played there and why there's not somewhere suitable in this fabulous little town. Surely there's a little stadium somewhere that they could develop. If they're going to develop their women's team, they certainly shouldn't be playing 30 miles from Brighton. Anyway, there's my rant for today.
Yeah. How far is Walsall from Birmingham, Paddy?
It's only a couple of stops on the train from Villa Park.
I know. I'm joking. I'm being facetious, but maybe there's just an agreement there. I don't know. But 30 miles is quite a distance. You know, 30 miles is quite a distance, in fairness. Paddy, I can see a notification coming up on my end to say that you've got an extremely low battery that could go at any minute. And I can also see children snuffling here on my monitor here. So, guys, you said that this is going to be a short one. We'll be back in tomorrow. I'll be here tomorrow for the team sheet tantrum at, I can't even remember what time the game is now. It's completely slipped my mind.
We're the 2 o'clock.
We're the 2 o'clock game. 10 minutes to one tomorrow. Yeah. 12:50 we'll be here for the team sheet tantrum, and if there's any changes, we'll let you guys know on social media. We'll also be here for the post match as well. I don't know, Paddy might be too busy celebrating the Amex. Hopefully he is, if we do win tomorrow and secure and get 10 points ahead of Spurs. That would be absolutely fantastic. But I'm going to leave everybody there at that. Paddy, I'm going to leave you find that fellow with the dodgy motorbike and give him some mechanics advice. But until tomorrow, everybody, we'll see you later. Mind yourselves, stay safe, stay healthy, and all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Podcast Network. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.